Mercedes-Benz Berwick has new vehicles arriving in stock daily. Secure yours in store or online. Here's four-time Premiership Hawk, Jordan Lewis.
Lewis from 40, low, and goal!
It's a touch self-indulgent, we apologise, but it's like two old grandpas educating their grandson. Geordie Lewis is in here. The Wisp is up on the telly. It's the Phil Carmen match where he headbutts Graham Carberry. And the Wisp, Geordie, welcome to you. Just explain the scenes. We hadn't seen him for, the game had been going for 5 minutes. We hadn't seen him, and then what happened?
We thought he'd swap wings on occasion. The ball was on one side. He'd say, I'm on this side, and then they'd swap to the other side. Then he popped up like a sprinkler and kicked the goal, and then he
ran through the studio with his hands above his head, reminiscent of that grand final. I'm just getting a message here. Gary and Geordie, I watched that match last night. Tim was on fire with three, torched a few teammates late, and then, Wispy, they said, keep watching, because at the end of the game you have a shot, three players in a better position, you miss and you lose by 3 points. Can you remember that?
I tired. Very late in the game. Ah, dear. Good morning to you, Geordie.
It's spread out, isn't it?
That's enough of that, anyway.
Did you see good to watch.
Did you see the Phil Carmen stuff where he headbutted umpire Carberry? Did you see that before?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
I can't believe it.
And you know the
There's
irony
a player
of that?
Playing with glasses on.
Well, who's that, Wispy? Number...
Playing with glasses?
17.
Number 17.
St Kilda.
You watch our audience come and tell us exactly who that is. They are a pair of...
That's not... who's that?
That wasn't Hi-Ho Silvio, was it?
That wasn't Silvio Fischini. No.
Well, someone will tell us.
Who played... Who wore glasses and played...
Is it glasses or is it some sort of a... Anyway, they'll tell us. I'm telling you, we've got the greatest audience in the world. The irony of that Carberry thing, having just watched it again, is that Robert Muir was playing peacemaker.
Yes.
Robbie Muir was in there.
Spot on.
Trying to cool everyone down. But we could just sit, watch this and commentate.
Oh, I love it. I love watching old school football like this.
It is. And Mordecai Bromberg.
Fantastic.
Now, am I right in saying he's a judge?
Yes, he is.
You sure?
Morty Bromberg, yeah.
Wow.
Judge Bromberg.
There you go. Geordie, let's, whilst we can, oh, there's the Wisp. Here he is. One out. He's up against, he picks it up on the left. He goes inside. He turns to his right and then kicks what I would say a clanger.
A little turnover.
A little turnover. For
he's back in there though. Look at that. Little second or third efforts. That's enough.
We apologize.
This is how footy should be commentated.
100%.
It's very hard to concentrate though when you're up there on the screen. Hello. There's another one.
Chris Stone was number 17 at St Kilda. Did you come up with that yourself, Trentos? There you go.
Stoney.
Chris Stone. Do you remember him, Wisp?
I do, but I didn't recall him wearing glasses. Were they goggles or glasses?
Okay.
Well, what's the difference?
Is there a segment?
Can we have binoculars? He might have had binoculars.
Can we do a
mark,
segment?
Mark, that's a mark. Yeah, it's a mark.
You're playing on Robert Muir too. Gee, you're going with a tight short. Got it, moved on quickly. There's a segment there where we can maybe watch a game and just commentate like this.
But the Wisp needs to be playing so
yeah,
we can hang.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang
a bit. Yeah, exactly right.
That's enough. Right,
now you're here for, what have you got your question? Our question today is the most disappointing side of 2021, albeit given there's 3 weeks to go still. But pretty much the cast is die for the disappointing sides.
Yeah, I've gone with West Coast. I just think where they are in terms of their list demographic, second in terms of age, second in terms of experience, and the inconsistencies that they've offered up throughout the year, and the heavy losses to Sydney, Geelong, Fremantle. For me, they're just a side that you watch them play. And they've clearly got some great players in their side, all Australian, very well experienced. But yet you just love to be able to allow them to explore more offensively. And I think that's been their greatest challenge. And everyone points back to, well, they won a premiership in 2018 playing this way. Yeah, we won a premiership in 2008 and we tried to play the same way for the next 3 years and it didn't come with any success. So there's got to be a change. But I think more the review stuff and the stuff you watch on your show and all the other shows on the effort-based.
Yeah.
The buy into to being a high-pressure side, high defensive side. So if you compare that to Gold Coast, who are 18th for experience, 18th for age, yet one in the competition for pressure. So they've clearly got other parts of their game that aren't working and one is experience. So for me, West Coast Eagles, with all those things in place, for me have been the most disappointing side of the season. And They've had injuries. Everyone has injuries. You've got to deal with that. When you've got the list and the experience that West Coast have, you would think they would be able to absorb that load. I think Tim Kelly's probably been the player that's sort of been the barometer. When he's played well, they've certainly looked like a different side. When he's been out of the game for big patches, they haven't looked like the side and the dominant side that we've seen over the last 3 years.
So they play Melbourne on Monday night. What happens if they come out and play with a ferocity? Because we know they've got talent. We know their talent's through the roof when you look at the names. But they add the ferocity and the effort that you're talking about and the stuff that we all looked at and didn't see on the weekend, and they come and beat Melbourne by 6 goals, which they could, I reckon. How do we judge them then? Is that more damning?
I think still in the same manner. Away from home, they look like a different side. So this for me, when Trent said, you know, what's your game of the round? Come in with the game of the round. This for me is the game of the round because of how it sets up. So you look at West Coast Eagles, disappointing loss, heavily scrutinised in the media. They would have went through the same review as you do internally about most of the reviews that happen inside a club are all stuff to do without the ball. So it would have been defensive pressure, how you squeeze down, all that sort of stuff. So that would have happened. So you're on edge as a player, yet you go back home on a Monday night against a side who had a soft win. So Melbourne wouldn't have reviewed their game, I wouldn't have thought too heavily. So a soft win over to the West, bunker down for a week. This for me is a fascinating game because both sides have come into this game with different roads. And they could quite well win this game, absolutely. They've got the list and the experience to do that. So if you're Melbourne and you want to really solidify yourself in the top four, gain more confidence than you had from the previous week, this is huge. I remember there's certain games in your career, and there was one specific one, I can't remember the year, but we're up in Sydney, and it was coming down to a really tight finish within the finals race. And we get there, we arrive on a Friday, play on a Saturday, and at the team meeting, Clarko goes, all right, everyone, mobile phones in this box. No mobile phones. It is just us here to play. No outside contact. So you've got 10 minutes to text or call whoever you want. Let them know that the property manager has got a mobile phone on him if anything happens that is of an emergency, but we are here to do a job. And it was fantastic. And this, for me, this seems like it's probably that point for Melbourne. Go over there, put the phones away, win the game, come back, solidify yourself in the top four. Huge confidence booster.
That's a good story, isn't it? How often, I love hearing about those sorts of things where coaches come in and take control of a situation.
Just imagine the coaches taking the phones off the young kids these days.
Well, apparently, not from what we heard recently. You can go there. Well, there's some similarities to 18 for Melbourne. They went over and had West Coast about this time of the year, maybe.
Might
have been even a little bit later, and they had a memorable victory with Tom McDonald kicking a late goal.
Yeah, I think it was last round of the
year.
It was the last round, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then West Coast turned the table 3 or 4 weeks later. So, well, it'll be very interesting to see how that unfolds. Clarko, we don't need to get your thoughts. We heard you on it over the course of the last week on Friday and others. Looking forward now, what is your gut feel? Coach, no coach? If so, where?
My gut feel, and who knows, but to have some time away from the game, I think you need to. Anyone that's changed organisations or had a period out of the game, you do rediscover a love and you see the game a bit differently as well. So he might come back with new skills and a new way to think about and play the game. So a year off doesn't hurt. It's not as if he's not getting paid. So he can be there. And I think from a Hawthorn point of view, and there's been a lot that has been said, and whether you're a Sam Mitchell fan or not, I think this next 4 weeks and certainly over the preseason, it's something that you'll need to get over. If you're a player that has been unhappy with how it's transpired, fair enough. You're absolutely entitled to be emotional about the decision, but there comes a time where you'll need to move on, and the next 4 weeks might provide an opportunity, or the next 3 weeks to thank Alistair in all the efforts that he's done, but then that provides a moment of change for any player that's there.
Do you think there are some senior players that haven't been able to move on at this point? We know we played a grab from Eddie Maguire on Classified last night. He was talking about Jack Gunston and how vocal he was towards the younger players, reportedly about what had taken place and that type of thing. Do you think there are some older players who have been all part of the Clarkson era, been part of premiership teams, who may think, okay, well, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be part of this next wave.
Absolutely. And I think that's only natural. Having gone through a career where there hasn't been much change and then it was myself that changed the environment, you do tend to go and think about what's next for me. And a coaching change usually signals an injection of youth. So if you are a senior player and you're wondering where your career is heading, there needs to be those conversations. And I think, you know, the club would be open to that, absolutely. And I think it's the players' right to be emotional around what has happened, especially senior players who have a big say in what happens inside football clubs. And then assess the direction that you want to head to as a individual and as a footballer, and try and marry that up with either another club or the club that you are at the moment.
We've been talking a lot about the Gold Coast Suns because their performances, particularly the last couple of weeks, have been so ordinary. What do they actually stand for right now, do you think, in terms of the way they play?
It's hard, isn't it? I suppose when you look at this club over the period of time that they've set themselves up in the AFL, their biggest issue has clearly been player retention. So they currently sit 18th for experience, 18th for list age. So that in turn provides a lot of inconsistencies, whether it be throughout the game, whether it be throughout the week, and effort on the weekend. The one thing that I think, I'm glass half full on Gold Coast. I understand their recent performance haven't been great, but I think if you look at the list at the moment, if they can keep themselves together, defensively they're sound, which is good. They need to add to their list what you can't get. They need to add three or four experienced players around that 26 to 27 age bracket. I think if they were able to get that, that then catapults them, for me, into finals contention.
When you say they can't get, you can't just fix it by flicking a switch, you're saying.
Yeah, so this
but you can recruit it.
You can recruit it, but there's no club in the land that would give up a 26, 27-year-old A-grade player. So that's what they need. They need someone with clearly experience, but you need someone of good character. And you need someone that comes from an organisation that's been a successful organisation. So all those things, unfortunately for Gold Coast, they're so hard to access and acquire. They will go through another period, of a little bit of hurt, but retention of these players is so crucial because it can't be fixed any other way. If they don't keep, you know, Lukosius and Raoul and Bose and all these players, unfortunately, they'll find themselves in the same position in 3 years' time.
Last one, Geordie. Can the Tigers still make the eight? If so, if they get there, can they do any damage?
Oh, they can make the eight. They can't do any damage for mine. Right. I think the teams who are really humming at the moment and have played consistent football all season, they're the outright favourites in Bulldogs, Geelong and Melbourne.
And sorry, I told a lie. I've got one more. 8 year, $8 million for Josh Kelly. What do you think of when you see that?
I naturally go to players who are proven match winners. And I think of sort of Martin, you know, Petrarca. He's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's a good player, but he doesn't sit in that category of the elite players in the AFL, the A-grade players in the AFL that can come and change an organisation. He'll come and be a good player for your club and your organisation, but he won't change the course of the club.
Great to see you, my friend. Enjoy the weekend. Go safely, go well. Here for Mercedes-Benz Berwick, paying premium prices on all makes and models.